Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning, 907 on 97.1 Amp Radio. Hump commercial free Mondays. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Happy hump day. Shout out to Arsina from North Hollywood. She just won a pair of tickets to go to We Can't Survive 2018. Only 10 days away, guys.
Woof.
It's crept up on us,
man.
I'm so excited.
A Hollywood Bowl. Khalid's going to be performing live. Shawn Mendes, Marshmello, Charlie Puth, G-Eazy, LMA, and many more. Get your tickets now at WeCan'tSurvive.com. It's an absolutely beautiful cause in support of young women battling cancer. So make sure you go out and support, all right? We also got another pair of tickets that you can win coming up at 10 a.m. sharp. But right about now, have you ever been shamed for something ridiculous by your friends? I have. Just wanted to share that real quick. So we're creating a topic about it. I want to get your perspective on this. Things you do on the normal, like you normally do this one thing, but then once your friends or other people find out about it, they think you're like the weirdest person on planet Earth. And I've been hashtag Band-Aid shamed for the last 2 weeks up in this studio.
Okay.
And I've had enough from you, Chelsea and Brian.
Well, I mean, please. I mean, let's let the listeners be the judge of that, whether we shamed you or what you did was ridiculous.
You guys were legit laughing at me. Here's the situation. Maybe about 2 weeks ago or so, I got a flu shot. Okay, my wife, my daughter did. We all got a flu shot. And, you know, you get a Band-Aid on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, listen, the thing is, I may have worn the Band-Aid until it fell off, which was maybe a few days ago.
Yeah, it was like, you had a Band-Aid on for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
On your arm. But it's, it's not just like, you got to describe the Band-Aid. It's the size of a dime.
Yeah.
It's like a little circular Band-Aid that they put on just as a precaution because they gave you a shot and like medically.
You take off like an hour later at the most, 20 minutes later.
I've donated blood to Children's Hospital. I recently did this.
They
wrap your arm up and they say you can take this off in like an hour. And that was something that was in my arm for 15 minutes.
Well, Brian, I'm glad that that medical professional told you the instructions, but I was not told I could take it off in an hour, 30 minutes. And my whole situation is, listen, if a Band-Aid stays on, leave it on until it comes off. Why am I going to force the process? You never know what could happen. Something else can get infected or whatever maybe.
Okay, but it's probably going to get more infected just leaving this dirty Band-Aid that's collecting all your
sweat.
Dirt. But I want to say the funny part about it is that you turned to us, this is a week and a half in, and you lifted up you had this sad, very, like, I feel sorry for myself look on your face. You lifted up your sleeve and you said, hey guys, do you think it's okay to take off my Band-Aid now?
And that
a
voice.
Week and a half, literally. And it was just the way, and he's like, I don't know, but I thought I was supposed to, and the way it was like, he turned into an instant, like, 7-year-old.
Listen, aww, how cute.
My brother.
I was cute back then.
My brother didn't even wear, the dressing on the stint he had inserted into his heart for chemotherapy. He took, that dressing came off after like 6 days, and you had a dime-sized Band-Aid on your arm, and so you just like, you're like Buddhist. You're like, well, when it falls off, it's done doing its job.
All right, I'm a wuss. Let me be, all right? Listen, give us a call. 877-971-HITS. Anything that you do that you think is normal, like me, I leave Band-Aids on until their job is done. They have one job, and that is to stop from anything, my guts, blood, anything coming out of
from
my wound.
Flu shot.
And I am going to leave it there until it's done doing what it's got to do. But apparently my coworkers think it's hilarious and I'm weird. And Chelsea's mocking my 7-year-old voice.
Hilarious. Hey guys, do you think I'm going to live after this?
Hurts.
Shoot us a call. 877-971-HITS or text us. I can't be the only person that does something that thinks is normal. And all of their friends think it's absolutely weird. I appreciate you guys. I still love you though.
Mm-hmm.
I still love you
we
like
love
I love Band-Aids
on
my arm.
We'll see if you still love us after these texts come in. Well, we got one from 714. I'm surprised the Band-Aid didn't come off in the shower when he takes a shower. Or does he shower?
Dun, dun, dun.
Thinking face.
Actually, shower twice a day, guys.
From the 818, Edgar, how can you call yourself a Mexican? My grandfather broke 3 of his fingers in an industrial accident and went to work the next day.
That's
no
amazing.
Band-Aids, no braces.
Is that what I need to be a Mexican? Just go break my fingers? Come on.
Listen. He basically just telling you to toughen up.
I am. am a tough guy, man.
Are you?
I only slept 3 hours last night. I'm here, right?
Never heard someone say they're a tough guy wearing a Ralph Lauren teddy bear shirt. But anyway, from the 213, we got somebody who supported you. Hey! You can always know that that's how they're yelling when they start off a text with, hey, hey! I also leave my Band-Aids on until they fall off. In the shower, I don't take them off till their job has been done.
Exactly.
I've always been made fun of by my family. That's from Patricia.
Thank you, Patricia.
Who's 12. No,
she's like, and mine has a little bear on it, too. Yeah. All right, let's go with Skylar from Venice. Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, bro, is there anything that you do that's normal to you, bro, but your friends think is crazy weird and they shame you for it?
It's all these medicine lovers out here. Listen, I don't take medication for anything.
Nothing?
I won't use Band-Aid. You tell me right now. What is in the adhesive on the Band-Aid?
Sticky.
I don't know, bro.
I don't trust anything. There's nothing that a little bit of like vodka poured on a wound won't solve.
Uh-huh. So you just like you basically just essentially rub booze and dirt on it. Walk it off.
Yes.
So what do you think of Edgar leaving his Band-Aid on for a solid week and a half?
I would shame him for putting it on in the first place.
I need more shaming, actually, so I'm glad you called in. Appreciate that.
I will say, my girlfriend has a philosophy where she doesn't take any medications that, like, she refuses to take, like, Advil, Tylenol, right. Painkillers, cold medicine, Sudafed, whatever. And the only time she'll take something is if, you know, it's like an antibiotic or something, and she's got something serious. But her philosophy is, you know, 350 years ago, people didn't have cold medication. Let your body handle it. You let your immune system do what your immune system's supposed to do by assisting our immune systems. All we're doing is cheapening our health and your kid, and you're passing on weak genes to your children. So I feel like that's the same kind of situation.
Right on.
You're passing on just tougher kids.
There it is. I get that though, but 300 years ago we didn't have Google Maps either. Does she use those?
Nope. she rides a horse and she churns her own butter.
And man, how do you get rid of that hangover headache? I couldn't imagine just sitting that through.
She thinks you deserve it.
Pay
the toll.
Yeah.
That's how you learn, right? Skylar, appreciate you calling in, man. So you don't wear Band-Aids or take any medication for anything. I can see how your friends might think that's weird. But listen, I'm not going to shame you like you shame me for wearing a Band-Aid for a week and a half.
I'm talking to you on a can with a string right now.
Get out of here.
Nice, bro. Have a great week, bro.
Bye.
Good old Skylar. I don't think he's medicine-free at all. I think every once in a while, I mean, dabbles into a little bit of weed.
Herbals. He's very much into herbal remedies.
CBD situation.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.